Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse DePlanis. Thank you for tuning in to Faith the Facts. I want to talk about something I believe you're going to enjoy. First thing first, I got to make a statement. Faith should never be stagnant. I want to talk about how to have an advanced state of faith. The Bible says, now faith is. Well, if it is, then it is. How do you get to that level of advancement? Because it should never be stagnant. In fact, it shouldn't go down, it should go up. Let me give you a great, great verse. Matthew 21, verse 22. And all things, that's a big statement right there. And all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. Whoo, that's strong. Now, how do I get all things? By staying with the Word, believing the Word, hearing the Word. I don't care how many times you hear a verse. Keep it going on in your mind. That's why I tell people not to miss church. It's not because I'm a preacher and I want to see you there. And yet the Bible says, forsake not the assembly of yourselves. It's because what's happening is every word coming out in church, especially in the message, is increasing people's faith to a higher level, which means an advanced stage. You know, even Satan had advanced stages of sickness, stage like cancer, stage 1, 2, 3, and 4. Why can't you have an advanced state of faith? I think that makes a lot of sense to me. So every day I build myself up, my faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Now, I said it a while ago, I'm going to say it again, Hebrews 11, 1. Now, faith is. So don't put it in the future, even though it has the ability to create a future. Keep it in the now. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You know, I quote that to myself all the time. And what it does is strengthens my faith. It makes it go into an advanced stage of blessing. So spiritually, physically, and financially, I don't mean to sound arrogant. I have to watch what I say because I get it. Because every day I'm advancing this faith that God gave us to us. Now, several translations says that He's given us a measure. But the real translation, if you really want to see it perfectly, He gave us the measure. Because a measure, you only get to a point of A, but when the measure, that's His now. Now you can grow to that fullness of the stature of Christ. So if He wants you to grow to the fullness of the stature of Christ, how do you get there? You get there through advanced faith. And I mean that sincerely. And I do that every day of my life. I have many opportunities to fail. You've heard me say this 1,000 times. You've heard me say it once. I just don't take any. Why? Because advanced faith does not have anything to do with fear. Love and faith work together very well. And perfect love casteth out all fear. And faith worketh by love. Do you see that? So that's an advanced state of faith. And let me give you an example. An advanced state of faith is when you have an enemy, instead of thinking bad about him, you pray. Bless those that curse you. Pray for those that despitefully use. That's not easy to do. And in those, when you first get saved, you have a hard time because that's baby faith, see? But it's growing, see? And as it grows, it gets in those advanced stages. After a while, you say to that mountain, be thou removed. You don't wait for God to do it. Did you get that? That's not God's mountain. That's that mountain that Satan put in front of you. Say to that mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea. Got to tell that mountain where to go. I've said this many times. You tell other people where to go. Why can't you tell your mountain where to go? He said, speak to that mountain. Tell it to get out of here because it blocks your vision of where you should be and where you want to be. That's an advanced state of faith to move those kind of things. When Jesus saw the fig tree, the Bible said He cursed the fig tree. The disciples freaked out the next day. He said, dried up immediately. That was such an advanced state of faith that that fig tree had to obey with no other choice in the matter. I like advanced faith. So I have an advanced stage of faith. So if you get a bad doctor's report, well, you know, you got a, especially cancer, you have stage 4. It's an advanced state. Well, so, well, I'm not concerned about that at all. I got an advanced state of faith. Ooh, Lord. And the Bible said, faith without works is dead. So I'm going to work on this old stage 4 cancer with my advanced state of faith and watch this thing leave. Don't just say that with your mind. You say that with your heart. Ooh, God. An advanced state of just slap that cancer out your body. Do that, faith that fact, and you'll have great life. See ya.